In a week, we will be celebrating the great feast of Christmas. We will be admiring the central figure of this whole season of Advent and Christmas, of course, that is the baby Jesus. But together with the baby Jesus is the beautiful figure of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of course, mother and child cannot be separated. But today, on the third Sunday of Advent, the Church wants for us to turn our attention to another towering figure of this whole drama of salvation, and that is the figure of Saint Joseph. And so the Church wants for us to reflect on how the men can become more and more like Saint Joseph. So this homily today is for the men, although the women can listen in on. Well, Saint Joseph is described as the righteous man that refused to expose Mary to shame. He was going to divorce her quietly, meaning he's going to let her go back to her family quietly. This is one of my favorite scripture passages. How Saint Joseph, as a husband, unwilling to expose his wife to shame. Although Saint Joseph believed in Mary, here they were legally married, but in those days, the bride doesn't come to the husband's home for another year after they are married. And during that period, Mary came to him and said, "I am a virgin, and yet I am pregnant." Of course, Saint Joseph believed her, believed in the miracle of God, but who else would? She would be put to shame. The neighbors will talk, the relatives will react. Saint Joseph did not want to expose his wife to shame. I think this is a very powerful lesson for all men, all husbands. That whatever you do in your relationship with your spouse, try as mightily as you can not to put her to shame, whether it is in front of your children, whether it is alone between the two of you, or with the neighbors, with friends, with whosoever. Do your best to not place your spouse, your wife, in a place of shame. Here's the reason. The scripture also tells us that Mary kept everything in her heart. This is simply a beautiful poetic way of describing the difference between men and women. This is just another way of saying women are going to remember things. Her heart is where she stores all the good, the bad, and the ugly. She stores them there, all of them. We men, on the other hand, have our heart hurt, have our heart suffer, but as soon as we see the next project, as soon as we have the next problem to solve, as soon as we have the next competition to fight, we move on, we forget our pain and our suffering. This is the difference between a heart of a man and a heart of a woman. And this is why a man should remember. Because it is the worst thing for a man to do when you say to your wife, "I already forgotten. Why are you still remembering? Why do you still bring up things 10 years ago? I already forgotten." Well, of course you've forgotten. Because your heart is made to move on, to deal with other stuff in life. The woman's heart is made to reflect. She keeps everything in her heart. So for a man to say, you should be like me, forget the things in the past. Well, impossible. The women are going to remember. Remember the actions that you took. Remember the words that you said that were so hurtful to her. She will not forget. It's not because she's mean. It's not because she's unforgiving. This is the way her heart works. Saint Joseph was a wise man, you see. He wanted to protect the dignity of his wife, and he was not going to expose her to shame. If every husband learns this from Saint Joseph, I guarantee you, your marriage is going to be so much better. Just don't shame your wife in any way. Your marriage is going to be so much better. The lesson that we can learn from Saint Joseph is the lesson of faith. He had his plan, and it was a sound plan. People gonna talk because they don't believe in her story. They're gonna shame her. I believe her. I believe that she's a virgin and that she's a holy woman created by God for the Son of God. I believe that this is a miracle of God, Saint Joseph. So he planned that to save her from shame, he's going to quietly let her go. That was his plan. When the angel of God appeared to him in a dream and said, no, but that's not God's plan. God's plan is for you to take her to your home and protect her and care for her and take care of the baby that she will bring into the world, and you name the baby Jesus because that baby is the Son of God, and you are going to be the guardian of the Son of God and the mother of the Son of God. That was God's plan. It takes a man of faith to change his plan in order to do God's plan. Because remember I told you, men's hearts are made to pursue the next thing, the next problem to solve, the next situation to fix, the next things to plan. That's the heart. That's the man's heart. We are hurt, we are saddened, we are whatever, injured by whatever, but as soon as those things come up, we move. And we leave those hurt behind. We have the capability to do that. Our hearts have the capability to do that. We have our plans to move forward. It's very hard for a man to change his plans. It takes faith. And Saint Joseph demonstrated this. He woke up from his dream and he scratched his plan and he did what the angel told him to do. To be like Saint Joseph is to have faith in the power of God. During the crisis of COVID, as you all remember, especially in the beginning days, it was terrifying, right? I mean, this was the disease that was going to kill the whole world. And nobody knew what is going to happen. Many of the men came to see me worrying. And I said to the men, you are the man of the family. In time of crisis, your wife, your children need to lean on you. So you have to be strong for them during this uncertain, terrifying time. You need to be strong for them. You need to be the pillar that your wife and your children can lean on during this time. And the men would say, but I'm afraid too. And I would say, of course you're afraid. I didn't tell you to stand tall, to stand firm, to stand strong on your own strength. I mean to say, you have to stand on the rock of faith. You have to be the pillar that is erected on the rock of faith, the rock of Jesus Christ. The strength comes from God. And what that means is you have to be men of prayers. You've got to pray. And this is part of the problems of our world today, right? If you go to Europe, nobody goes to Mass anymore. Nobody goes to church anymore. If you go to Mass on Sunday, there are like 6 people at church, and they're all old ladies. You know how it's all started? It all started when men stopped praying. When the pillar of the family is no longer a pillar. And so today is the day for the men to look at Saint Joseph. To be powerful is to pray. Because the power doesn't come from you. The power comes from God. And you need to be powerful for your family to lean on you, especially in times of crisis. And by the way, the young men in the church who are not married, looking to marry, I tell you, this is a very attractive thing for men to pray, because it is such an anomaly, right? Such an anomaly. I mean, the women nowadays can go out and find men who are funny, men who are nice, men who are muscular. I mean, all that is dime in a dozen. But to find men who pray, that's an anomaly. If you want to find a real good woman for your life, pray. And so today is the day for us to pray for all the men here at our parish, at Holy Family. I will pray for each and every one of us so that we men will be men. Because we have enough wimpy men around. We need men who trust in God. We need men who respect the dignity of women. We need men who do all that they can to not expose their wives to shame. All of these, you know, tit for tat that you have with your wife. Stop it. It doesn't go anywhere. You know that. I mean, you know, all of these tit for tat, the bottom line is you move on. After you say words that you don't mean because you're angry, you hurt her, and you are hurt too. But remember, you go on. She keeps everything in her heart. She hurts a lot longer. She hurts a lot more. And so today, let us pray for each other, men, to be real men. Protect the dignity of women, not expose our spouses to shame, to trust and believe in the power of God by praying. I pray that when I come here into the church every day to see more of you men stopping by the church during the day, in between work, on the way to work, on the way from work, just come by the church for a few minutes and pray. The world is in the shape it is because men don't pray. That's it. If men begin to pray and trust in the power of God, the families will be strengthened and the whole world will be strengthened. Not by your strength, but by the strength that comes from the rock of faith, the rock of Jesus.